I think Whistler was argumentative and combative by nature. If he felt that he had been criticized, he would certainly not let it go. And an example of this is when the legendary critic John Ruskin described one of Whistler's most celebrated paintings, The Falling Rocket, as essentially the artist flinging a pot of paint in the public's face, as Ruskin described it. And in response to this slight, Whistler took Ruskin to court. He sued him for libel. And although the judge found in Whistler's favor, he only received a token fee, and Whistler's large legal fees were a contributing factor in him having to declare bankruptcy around this time. He also got involved with several disputes with patrons, such as Frederick Leyland, one of his most important patrons, around the fees that he believed he was due for work that he had carried out. And so all of these disputes, which Whistler often followed up with in print, he wrote many polemical documents, many satirical pamphlets aimed at patrons and critics, and artists as well. He fell out with many artists. And so across his career, this accumulation of arguments and disputes meant that Whistler was disliked as much as he was loved.